Part 1. Irvine, 1981. After processing the house, the police said to Drew Whithune, "It's yours." The yellow tape came down. The front door closed. The impassive precision of badges at work had helped divert attention from the stain. There was no avoiding it now. His brother and sister-in-law's bedroom was just inside the front door, directly across from the kitchen. Standing at the sink, Drew needed only to turn his head to the left to see the dark spray mottling the white wall above David and Manuela's bed. Drew prided himself on not being squeamish. At the police academy, they were being trained to handle stress and never blanch. Emotional steeliness was a graduation requirement. But until the evening of Friday, February 6th, 1981, when his fiancée's sister appeared tableside at the Rathskeller pub in Huntington Beach and said breathlessly, "Drew, call your mom." He didn't think he'd be required to use those skills, the ability to keep his mouth shut and eyes forward when everyone else went bug-eyed and screamed. So soon, or so close to home. David and Manuela lived at 35 Columbus, a single-story tract home in Northwood, a new development in Irvine. The neighborhood was one of the tendrils of suburbia creeping into what was left of the old Irvine Ranch. Orange groves still dominated the outskirts, bordering the encroaching concrete and blacktop with immaculate rows of trees, a packing house, and a camp for pickers. The future of the changing landscape could be gauged in sound. The blast from trucks pouring cement was drowning out the dwindling tractors. An air of genteelness masked Northwood's conveyor belt transformation. Stands of towering eucalyptus, planted by farmers in the 1940s as protection against the punishing Santa Ana winds, weren't torn down but repurposed. Developers used the trees to bisect main thoroughfares and shroud neighborhoods. David and Manuela's subdivision, Shady Hollow, was a tract of 137 houses with four available floor plans. They chose plan 6014, The Willow, three bedrooms, 1,523 square feet. In late 1979, when the house was finished, they moved in. The house seemed impressively grown up to Drew, even though David and Manuela were only 5 years older than him. For one thing, it was brand new. Kitchen cabinets gleamed from lack of use. The inside of the refrigerator smelled like plastic. And it was spacious. Drew and David had grown up in a house roughly the same size, but seven people had squeezed in there, had impatiently waited their turn for the shower and knocked elbows at the dinner table. David and Manuela stored bicycles in one of their home's three bedrooms. In the other spare bedroom, David kept his guitar. Drew tried to ignore the jealousy prickling him, but the truth was he envied his older brother. David and Manuela, married for 5 years, both had steady jobs. She was a loan officer at California First Bank. He worked in sales at House of Imports, a Mercedes-Benz dealership. Middle-class aspiration welded them. They spent a great deal of time discussing whether or not to get brickwork done in the front yard and where the best place was to find quality oriental rugs. The house at 35 Columbus was an outline waiting to be filled in. Its blankness conferred promise. Drew felt callow and lacking by comparison. After the initial tour, Drew spent hardly any time at their house. The problem wasn't to the level of rancor exactly, but more like displeasure. Manuela, the only child of German immigrants, was brusque, sometimes puzzlingly so. At California First Bank, she was known for telling people when they needed a haircut or pointing out when they had done something wrong. She kept a private list of co-workers' mistakes that she wrote in German. She was slim and pretty, with prominent cheekbones and breast implants. She'd had the procedure done after her wedding because she was small, and David, she told a co-worker with a kind of distasteful half-shrug, seemed to prefer big chests. She didn't flaunt her new figure. To the contrary, she favored turtlenecks and kept her arms folded in against her body, as if anticipating a fight. Drew could see that the relationship worked for his brother, who could be withdrawn and tentative, and whose manner of speaking was more sideways than straight on. But too often, Drew left their company feeling trodden. The power of Manuela's rotating...